Northwest organizer with Clean Water Watch, one of the groups working with the Keep Nestle Out of the Gorge Coalition. Yeah! We're here today to stand up against Nestle. Can I get y'all to stand up against Nestle? Hold up those signs, be proud. We're going to fight Nestle. We're going to get Governor Kitz over to stop Nestle from coming to our state and bottling our water. With over 30,000 Oregonians from all over the state, from all walks of life, to call upon Governor Kitzhaber to do the right thing and protect our water from a multinational corporation whose only interest in Oregon is to profit off of our public resources.
Unfortunately, with relatively small populations spread over a lot of different issues in the gorge, a lot of different townships and so forth, it can be pretty daunting to take on corporate vultures. So I'd like to make it really clear that contrary to what some folks would have you believe, there's a whole bunch of folks up in the gorge who are really grateful to all of you to be here, to be banding together, and all the people all over the state getting together and backing us up, taking an interest in what's happening up there. I'd like to thank you all for actually getting in and getting with us to fight this corporate piece of crap. Thanks. Yep.
I had the privilege to work with a number of the groups that are here to take on the Nestle issue in the gorge and to meet with the people in Cascade Locks and have a conversation with them. We had a good conversation. I met with some of their city council people, but in the end we agreed to disagree that selling our water for jobs is not the discussion we want to have in this state. So I'm happy to be here today to support this because we know that we are facing a planetary crisis on many fronts, but none hits home so closely as water. We cannot live without fresh water. It's a shared legacy, a public trust, and a collective responsibility to ensure that our water remains pure and we have access to it, and all have access to it.
Yeah.
Selling water to private companies who then bottle it and resell it back to us is wrong. To allow Nestle's or any other company to take water from one of the gorge's watersheds where fish are currently using it and trucking it through the gorge, which already has some smog issues when we have our wonderful sunny days, is not only unnecessary for our needs, but a violation of belief that water is a human right.
Our next speaker is Terry Swear, who traveled all the way from Michigan to be with us today. It was down here. She's a founding member and former president of Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation, a nonprofit grassroots group located in north central Michigan. She's appeared in acclaimed documentaries such as Flow and Blue Gold, and the group she founded in Michigan has engaged in over 8 years of fighting to protect waters of the Great Lake Basin against Nestle's bottling plans. Please give her a warm Oregonian welcome.
It's great. Just keep going together. Let's save the water in Cascade Locks. Yeah. I live in Macosta, a small town in northern Michigan. It's located in one of the poorest counties. 48.5% of students attending K through 12 receive free or reduced lunches. And 29% of the families are below poverty level. I understand the economic and job situation that is also facing the people of Cascade Locks and other small communities, and how Nestle is trying to convince the public that it's moving into the area will change that. Let me tell you, it doesn't happen. As Nestle moved into Michigan to privatize our water for its own profit, it announced that there would be no adverse impact to the natural resources. And Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation believed then, and it has been proven in the courts, that irreparable harm would occur to the waterways due to pumping by Nestle. Nestle came into Michigan 2 years before residents heard of the plan to withdraw 263 million gallons of spring water per year, divert it, bottle, and sell Nestle's brand, which is Ice Mountain, out of the watershed in Michigan. Nestle spent those 2 years meeting with Michigan government officials, from the governor to the local officials. Upon hearing of Nestle's plan 12 years ago, I helped form the grassroots organization, Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. Woo!
Yeah! And this is why it's so important to kick Nestle out before they get a foothold in Oregon. We need to stop Nestle. Don't let them open up shop. Our last speaker is a lifelong Oregonian who has a love of the natural beauty of the state and believes in the sacredness of our public water resources. Sister Bridget Bauman is a Sister of the Holy Names, and the sisters came to Oregon in 1859, the year we became a state, people. They've been here a long time, and have been involved in teaching Oregon ever since. Literally hundreds have taught here and served in parish and social work. In 2008, after several years of investigation and prayerful reflection, the sisters took a stand that has led us to vigorous action to protect water as a sacred gift and basic human right for all. Bridget is an Oregonian, thank you so much, Bridget, for coming to speak. Thank you.
I love this group. You are so active, you are so involved. Keep it up. Great. How many of you are native Oregonians? Put your hands up. Good. How many of you are Oregonians? All of you are. Yeah. Yes. We are Oregonians. And I don't know about your families or what you're doing now, but my family has worked in the gorge, in the wood industry, and we also have enjoyed the many benefits of living in the gorge, from good clean water like we have here in our fountains, to fishing and hiking, to skiing and swimming. And I want these resources to be available for future generations. I believe it is their right.
Yeah!
Yes! As an Oregonian, and as Oregonians, we have struggled for many years to act responsibly about our natural resources. We have had some good leadership, like Governor McCall, who led us in that whole recycling episode, you know, where we really got into recycling and helped to lead the nation in it. Now I am asking each of you to act responsibly as Oregonians to send the message, not just one message, messages, to Governor Gitzhopper to provide his leadership to this action. Send messages to the members of the Oregon Natural Resources Department to tell them you do not support the sale of our water for profit.
Right.
Investigate the facts. Ask the questions. Is this a good move for our state? No. Is it looking at immediate gains? Yes. And for whom? Nestle. Or is it considering the consequences for the future?
Out of integrity!
Senator Dingfelder of Portland is the chairwoman of the Senate's Natural Resources and Environment Committee. And she states it allows a private multinational corporation to use a public resource for economically and environmentally unsustainable practice of bottled water. Many, when I looked on Google, I checked into Nestle, and over half of the places where they are currently have bodily water, they have lawsuits. And Terry told you about the situation in Michigan. It costs. And who is it costing? I learned at Portland State University, follow the money, follow the money. Yeah, and who's gonna get the money is Nestle. Who's gonna pay it out with lawsuits and road and loss of tourism and how many other things we could lose is going to be the state. And so we want to ask Kitzhopper, say no to Nestle.
Thank you so much, Sister Virgin. We had a couple of speakers here today who don't normally do this kind of thing because, and they came because this is such a big issue that they could not stay away. And thank you all for coming, because clearly it's a big enough issue that you couldn't stay away either. Woo! So right now, we're going to learn a really quick, super easy chant, and we're going to leave a message on Governor Kitzhopper's line with the chant. Hello, we have a message for Governor Kitzhopper. Here you go.
Water is a human right. Don't let Nestle win this fight.
Message.